Among Palestinians, reaction to Sharon's illness has been mixed. Prime Minister Ahmed Correa said Palestinians would pray for Sharon's recovery, but those sentiments were not shared by many in the West Bank and Gaza.
Waleed Bahrawi is a reporter for the BBC Arabic service, and he joins us now from Ramallah. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
So we hear that Palestinian leaders are sending condolences and prayers. Some are praising Sharon as a leader and a decision maker, but it sounds like the view is much more complex if you were to walk the streets or actually go into the homes of Palestinians and speak with them.
Yes, it's true. In the Palestinian street, I predict that if Ariel Sharon passes away, people would be going out in the street celebrating the same way some of the Israelis celebrated when Yasser Arafat died. There's a feeling of hatred. People think that despite the withdrawal and the disengagement plan from the Gaza Strip, many Palestinians on the street believe that Sharon was not a good example for peacemaking.
Are there worries that Palestinians might, over time, lose control of Gaza and the West Bank, worries that Jewish settlers might return to Gaza?
Well, first of all, the Palestinians feel that the absence of Sharon would more affect the Israeli society rather than the Palestinian society. There is fear among Palestinians of military escalation from the Israeli side.
Vice Premier Ehud Olmert has now assumed power in Israel, and he's been seen over time as Sharon's right-hand man. How is he viewed among Palestinians, and what's his relationship with Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ahmed Correa?
Well, first of all, among Palestinians, they see him as not a military leader, but more of a politician. He used to be the mayor of Jerusalem for several years. He has had good relations with Palestinians in Jerusalem, especially. I would not say that, these relations continued to exist after he was one of Sharon's ADs. I don't see that there is any kind of personal relationship with Mahmoud Abbas or Ahmed Correa. There is a mutual relationship between the two establishments, the Palestinian and the Israeli establishment, that are only formal channels of communication. I do not believe that maybe Ahmed Correa or Mahmoud Abbas have met Ehud Olmert in person. But it's good to mention here that Ehud Olmert was one of the supporters of the disengagement plan, and he was encouraging Ariel Sharon for the dismantling of several settlements in the West Bank.
In diplomatic terms, there was a lot of talk about a window of opportunity with the confluence of several events, the death of Yasser Arafat, followed by the election of a more moderate Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, and on top of that, Ariel Sharon's commitment to pull out of Gaza. With Sharon removed from that equation, is that window still open?
For Palestinians, for many ordinary Palestinians, they never believed that Ariel Sharon was an obstacle to peace because they believed that there was no peace process. So if Ariel Sharon goes, Palestinians think that things will continue to be as the same towards the Palestinians. For the Palestinian leadership, of course, they thought that there is a window with at least there was a resumption of talks between both sides. Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas met several times face to face, although these meetings failed to achieve something for the Palestinians and for the Israelis, but at least there was a channel of communication between both sides. This channel of communication would be at a risk if there would be a new government, especially with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Waleed Bahrawi, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Waleed Bahrawi is a reporter with the BBC Arabic service.